It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, as you know. When I guest host, we dig into the world of music. Past, sometimes present. Number ones, birthdays, anniversaries. So we do wish a happy birthday today. Number 61 to Morrissey. Full name Stephen Morrissey. From The Smiths. And How Soon Is Now is this song. Morrissey, 51 years old today. Innovator in the indie music scene. Also, big vegan. He has refused to play shows in which he smells meat cooking at the venue. It's true. It's true. Morrissey turns 61 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. We are joined on the phone lines now by David Coleman, Senior Counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. And a victory yesterday in court for Carl Mankey, the Owosso barber. David, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Appreciate taking the time. Tell us what we found out in court yesterday, David.
Well, the Attorney General's office had filed a motion with the judge, Judge Stewart, up in Shiawassee County, asking that an injunction be granted to close down Carl's barbershop. And it's the second time in a week that that type of a motion had been filed. And we had our hearing yesterday. Judge Stewart listened to all the arguments. Everybody filed their briefs. And the judge ruled our way and denied the state's motion. So Carl's shop was not ordered to be shut down.
And the judge in this case essentially did not say that the state didn't make its case. It essentially, the judge said the state didn't make any case. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in almost every case, there's going to be some evidence on one going one way and some going the other way. The issue here, Scott, is really this. Nobody denies, obviously, that this COVID virus is awful, and it's out there. People need to take precautions. People are dying. Even one person dying is a terrible thing. Nobody denies that. But that's the problem with the state's case. They keep talking about it, just generalities, that the virus is there and that it's a problem. But when you come down to Carl's barbershop, they have to prove specifically that Carl's barbershop or Carl is spreading the virus or is doing something that is an imminent threat to public health and safety. And that's what the judge said they failed to do. They could not show that. And one of the key points that we were making with the judge is, if this is true, that the virus itself is enough and you can just shut down businesses because of that, then why are certain businesses being allowed to be open? Why are some businesses favored and others are not? The same virus is there for everybody. So why is it that Taco Bell, Walmart, your local marijuana shop, and all these things can be open and Carl cannot? Well, the answer you get back is, well, because they can exercise safety precautions or they're essential or whatever. That begs the question. If they can be open in this time of the virus, there is no reason other businesses cannot be open and also exercise the same precautions and safety procedures. And I think that resonated with the judge that, look, this is a terrible time. This is something we all need to be worried about and to be dealing with. But you don't shut down certain unfavored businesses and pick winners and losers. And I think that resonated with the judge, and that's why we won.
Will this decision have any consequences for other business owners in the state?
Well, it could. I mean, it's not precedent. It's not like it's a higher court ruling. It applies to Shiawassee County. It applies to Carl. But I think it can give some comfort to people who are looking at the same sorts of things that, well, at least one judge feels this way, and there have been other judges in similar cases all around the country that have been ruling in this way. But that's a decision each business has to make.
David Coleman with us, senior counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. How's Carl doing through all this?
He's doing great. He's really an amazing guy, just like your grandfather that you could think of. And he says, you know, I never meant for any of this to happen. I'm a small town barber. I just had to open up. I had to, you know, pay my bills and do things that that I needed to do. And he did not expect any of this to happen. It's just kind of blown way up, and he's become a symbol. And it's not anything he was looking for, that's for sure.
So, David, what's the next step? I assume the state and the AG's office will appeal this?
Yes. In fact, we got a notice last evening that they have filed the appeal, which is to be expected. So we'll be in the Court of Appeals, I'm sure, sometime in the next week or two, and we'll be arguing the same issues there. Also, Carl has a hearing next Tuesday on this license suspension issue, and we're going to be having an administrative hearing on that next Tuesday.
Is that the next threat for a shutdown of his business, is that license hearing?
Right, okay. Absolutely. And the issue there, again, it's the same issue that we just argued with Judge Stewart, and Judge Stewart ruled our way. Mm-hmm. It's, is Carl's shop an imminent threat? That's the only issue next Tuesday, is he an imminent public health threat? And the answer to that is no more so than anybody else. So, I mean, I don't see how they can, again, pick winners and losers here. That's just not appropriate. There are constitutional issues, equal protection. There's just so many things going on here. Plus, you've got First Amendment rights coming into play now. We've been contacted. We're being hired by a number of the barbers who were at that event on Wednesday at the Capitol where they were cutting hair. And it was really a protest. It's a form of protest. It's free speech. And, you know, it's really similar, Scott, to the flag burning case. Remember that about 30 years ago? Scalia wrote the opinion that, hey, it's a form of protest. It's symbolic speech and you can do it. Well, the only difference here is these folks are not trying to burn the flag. They're trying to preserve the flag. And so that's going to be one of our arguments in their case. But that's going to be another interesting issue that's going to be coming up here right in Lansing.
All right, David Coleman, senior counsel with the Great Lakes Justice Center. Victory in court yesterday for Carl Mankey. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott. Always great to be with you.
Scott Bertram in for Steve. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.